Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hi, it's Nick. Big fun on the podcast this week, and we actually might talk a little fantasy baseball. What are the odds? Prospect whisperer Scott Evans joins us to discuss some of the up-and-comers who might soon be removed from their bubble wrap and go all Mike Trout on the fantasy baseball world. Okay, that's not likely to happen, but at this point, you'll take any help you can get. Also, just throwing this out there, who's down for an unofficial, unsanctioned Razzball road trip? I'm serious, people. Get everyone in their cars and head to a baseball mecca. Chicago? We could all crash at Scott's. New York? We could stay with Mama Gray. Oakland? Who'd want to go to Oakland? Seriously, though, let's get a poll going. Kyle, you in? We'll ask JB if we can crash on his couch in North Carolina during the Daily Fantasy Report. Hey, it's only a 4.5-hour drive to a Nats game. Maybe we could camp out at the DraftKings offices in Boston. All that plus Gray Albright and Rudy Gamble. Rudy, of course, will discuss fantasy baseball, because that's what he does. And Gray and I will discuss how we've been turned into comic characters. What? It's the Razzball Podcast from the comicsbychris.com studio. Have you always dreamt about being turned into a comic book character? Of course you have. For as little as $25, you can have a custom created comic avatar. Why not splurge on a full body for $80? Please note, there's an extra charge for having your gut made smaller and adding hair to your head. Not that I'd know. Visit comicsbychris.com and mention you heard it on the Razzball Podcast to get a 15% discount. It's the week of June 24th. Here we go. Back by popular demand, I get more requests for the Prospect Whisperer than anyone else, except, of course, from tween girls who want to see pictures of LT. Scott, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Nick. Nick, it's good to be back.
Well, it's fantastic to have you back. And also, big announcement, you have a new Twitter handle. Thank freaking goodness.
Yeah, it's all thanks to you, Nick.
I have my moments. They're few and far between, but I do have my moments. So, Scott, it is now Scott_Razzball. It's your new Twitter handle. Scott, a couple things just before we get into it. I'm trying to get an impromptu road trip going here. I want to put a poll out. I'm thinking Chicago's at the top of the list. Here's my logic. Italian beef sandwiches, Cubs and White Sox. Chicago has whiskey on tap.
Yeah.
And also you can hop on the L train to burn off the hangover, you know, get a good view going around the loop.
Absolutely, Nick. It would be, should be at the top of the list. And you got to let me know when you're coming, because we'll catch a ball game and we'll go out for a few cold ones, maybe some whiskey. That sounds good to me.
No, Scott, I don't think you understand. I'm going to get Razzball Nation basically to come crash at your place. And then we'll go to one of those, are they on Whalen Avenue, those buildings behind the bleachers?
Yeah, they're on Sheffield and Whalen.
Okay, cool. And can you host like 400 or 500 people?
You know what? I'll have to clear that with my girlfriend, but good chance. Yeah. Just let me know the dates and I'll make room.
All right. Good stuff. So without further ado, let's talk what people want to hear when you're on the other line. Let's talk prospects. I'm going to go off the list for a second. Tell me about George Springer. And the reason is that JB made a personal request. He texted me today. He said, you got to ask about my man, George Springer. Any details on him?
Yeah, Springer just got a promotion to AAA, and he's quite an exciting player. He's a real five-tool guy. He gets a lot of comparison to Matt Kemp. He's put up the monster numbers this year at AA. He was the home run leader for a while, but he's really cooled off recently. Now, I don't think we see Springer this year, and that's because the Astros, it makes no sense for them to call Springer up. They're in last place. They have no hope. So why start the arbitration clock on a guy like Springer when you can bring him up next year and get a lot more use out of him, get another year of service time?
Absolutely. That's a fair point. So let's talk about some players who are sooner to the majors rather than later. You gave me a list today. Let's start with a gentleman. I don't even know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but let's try with Erasmus Ramirez.
Erasmo Ramirez, the eraser. He pitched actually last year in the bigs with Seattle and did really well. A lot of our listeners will remember using Erasmo down the stretch last year. He put up a 3.36 ERA, a 1.0 whip, and struck out more than seven batters, in 59 innings pitched with the Mariners last year. This year he was held out of the rotation early on. He had a triceps issue keeping him out early. But now he's back pitching with AAA in 32 innings at Tacoma. He has a 2.32 ERA, a 1.02 whip, and striking out more than nine batters per nine. Fastball changeup guy really reminds me of Chris Medlin and could be this year's version of 2012 Chris Medlin.
Interesting. And is he up anytime soon?
You know what? Yeah, the timetable is real short on him. As soon as Jeremy Bonnerman or Aaron Harang messed up, and as you know, that's going to be right around the corner.
Now, second on the list, you have a St. Louis Cardinal. It's not the gentleman I want to see, Oscar Tavares. Won't even talk about him because I'm just... I have him in so many leagues, I'm just dying to activate him. But talk to me about the pitcher, Carlos Martinez.
Well, C-Mart, we already saw him this year. He pitched seven games in relief earlier in the season when the Cardinals' bullpen was struggling. They called him up and used him. He was really good at times. He struck out more than 10 batters per nine innings. And he was quite effective. His stuff is as good as it gets. He throws fastball, curve, change, all plus pitches, maybe even plus, depends on which scouts you're asking. He gets a lot of comparisons to, and this is really high praise, but he gets a lot of comparisons to Pedro Martinez. About a month ago, Cardinals sent him down to AAA, trying to get him to stretch out a little bit. Since he was sent to Memphis, he has a 1.82 ERA, a 1.15 whip, and he's striking out almost nine batters per nine. He could probably use a couple more starts in the minors, but the Cardinals have questions in the rotation, and he's a guy who could really slot in there and help fantasy teams down the stretch this year.
Okay, good stuff. So we'll keep an eye on him. The last guy we've got on the list is a player I also just picked up because I got a feeling we might see him soon. That's Gary Brown of the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, Angel Pagan, his injury looks serious. I know he's getting a second opinion. I'm not sure if he's going to need surgery to repair, but the hammy looks bad for him. He's going to miss a significant chunk of time. And Gary Brown is heating up at the exact right time at AAA. Through his last 10 games, he's hitting 359, 405, 744 with four homers. He could offer, I want to say, like Shane Victorino-type value for the rest of the season. He might be able to get you 10 to 15 steals, and he might even be able to get 8 to 10 homers during that stretch.
Even playing at AT&T?
Yeah, you know what? That's why I want to knock down the power projection. Probably on the light side of that, 7-8 is probably realistic. But he's a guy who can catch a heater and knock out four home runs in a week. So, I mean, Brown's a real five-tool talent. He's not going to be... he doesn't have the George Springer upside like we talked earlier, but he could be a really useful guy for sales and modest power.
Okay, sounds good. Scott, we really appreciate you joining us. If you're in a keeper league, if you play in a dynasty league, if you're just looking for the next big thing, tweet my man, Scott_Razzball. He's the guy you want to discuss prospects with. Scott, I'm telling you, Chicago's the early favorite for this, again, unofficial Razzball road trip. I got a feeling I could see us there maybe August, September. If you know anyone who owns a really big bar, wants to draw a couple hundred people, you just let me know.
You know what? I might know some people through others. We could probably work something out. I'll be your point man on that. You ask me. Let me know when you're coming in, and we'll work something out.
Kyle, we have that on record. Make sure that piece of the tape is saved. Double save it. Put it on an external drive. Just kidding. Scott, thanks very much. Please tweet this man. He knows his stuff.
Thanks, guys.
The Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
Brought to you by DraftKings.com. You can follow them on Twitter at DraftKings. And I'm joined, as always, by my scud stud, Big Biscuit, Mr. JB Gilpin, at JB Gilpin, G-I-L-P-I-N. JB, how was your weekend?
It's good. I'm on a vacation this week, so I'm enjoying being really, really red since I am one pasty biscuit.
You've been deep fried. You've been country fried.
I have been. Although a deep fried biscuit would be delicious.
Yeah, I don't doubt that it would. So two things we've been talking about on the podcast today. One is that obviously comicsbychris.com has been kind enough to turn a few of us into comic book characters, which I think is pretty cool. I mean, it kind of works with the whole Razzball theme, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they're cool. I just think it would take the animation guys an extra couple of weeks to make mine to make me tall enough.
Yes, that is valid. Also, we're talking about a road trip.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if a couple dozen Razzballers could come down and crash at your place in North Carolina, because I figure it's only a 4.5-hour drive to a Nats game, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to Nats Brewers next week. I'm going to be there for July 3rd and July 4th.
Perfect. And you can have a bowl of Ben's Chili Bowl, which is now at the stadium.
Ben's Chili is awesome. I always get the Ben's Chili Nachos. I got that both games I went to last year. It was awesome.
All right. Obviously, there's no new light I can shed for you. Okay, let's talk Daily Fantasy. How did you do last Friday when you went up against Rudy and the gang from Rudy from Play with Rudy from Razzball, Friday nights at DraftKings.com?
Well, I finished middle of the pack. I was in the money for most of the night, but fell off kind of late. My article picks didn't do too well. I think I picked the worst pitcher from my article that I picked all year, and that was stupid Ricky Nolasco, giving up 9 hits and 2 walks, couldn't even get through 6 innings at San Francisco. So only 2.15 points for him. Luckily, my other pitcher was Hector Santiago, who put up 27. So, you know, it was a rough week. I saved up for Cabrera. I didn't, Miguel Cabrera, that is, got 29 points out of him. I didn't spend heavy on pitching because I liked my matchups, kind of wish I had for Nolasco. But, you know, once a wise man once said, your fantasy lineups are like your kids. Yeah, a lot of times people will ask you about them just to hear about their own, and just like how it is with kids. So, full credit to Oz there for that little insight. So, did you pick a team last week?
I didn't. I'm not allowed to play in the Play with Rudy from Razzball because there's too many Razzballers now in that cap system. So I just have to watch from the sidelines and comment.
You know, that is true. And we've been filling up like within a day these last few. So when my article goes up on Wednesday, that link should be active pretty much right away. And you got to sign up pretty quick.
Beauty. So who are you looking at this week? I know it's early, but who do you like so far?
Well, right now looking at pitching matchups, I really like Iwakuma again. He's pitching at home against the Cubs. I know I picked him a lot this year, but he seems to be pitching on a lot of Fridays. So I think he's a solid guy. And a good value guy that I like is Dylan G, who's going to be pitching at home in Citi Field against that struggling Nationals offense, you know, with no Bryce Harper. Jason Worth got hurt the other day. I'm not sure if he'll be out for that. I'm not sure the extent of his injury. But I think those are some good pitching picks. And then I like all the Yankees and Orioles hitters. You got David Phelps going up against Freddie Garcia. Not really a pitching specific or pitching heavy matchup there. So, the Orioles are raking, so I like all those guys.
Absolutely. Although the Orioles stopped raking against the Blue Jays this weekend. 11 in a row.
I saw that. I actually mentioned it, something that I thought Josh Johnson might be a bench, and he still got the win, even though he gave up a few runs the other day. But, I think that they can hit off Phelps, though.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. No, that is a pretty nasty lineup. Do you think, let me just go off topic real quick, JB. You think Chris Davis is legit? He's only 27 years old. It looks like he's kind of fixed the holes that were in his swing when he was with Texas. But boy, does he look like a late bloomer who's arrived?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he is legit. Definitely think the average creeps closer to 300, you know, might end the season right at 300, which means he'd hit like, you know, 280, 275 the rest of the way. But that said, I mean, even if he does that the rest of the way, I still think he can hit another 20 to 30 homers, you know, get up to the high 40s, low 50s. Still strikes out a good amount, but is you know, it's not to the detriment of any of his numbers.
JB, thanks as always for joining us. We'll look for your post this week because you post it on Wednesday, right, for the Play with Rudy contest?
Yep, Wednesday to come out at 1 Eastern. You can only get into the DraftKings contest through the link on that article. So that keeps it exclusive. It's not just posted all over their site.
So, see, you're like a 6'8" bouncer. You know, you wanna get past the velvet rope. You know, you gotta grease the biscuit.
That is true. I won't let anyone in that I don't think's got a good chance.
Thanks, JB. Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Have a good week.
Getting to know Gray.
Okay, we were supposed to have a Getting to Know Rudy segment and talk about the machine and some great values this week, but apparently Rudy has a tickle in his throat. I'll leave it at that. But now we're joined by Gray. Hey, Gray, welcome to the Razzball Podcast.
Hey.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Weekend is good. On Saturday, I went to a party for a wedding reception party. Like, their wedding was in a different city, but they had the party in L.A., so I went to that on Saturday.
Okay.
And then yesterday, I went to see a friend perform. He's a singer.
Wow. Is he famous?
I wouldn't say really. He's talented. He just got, I think, 30,000 on Kickstarter to make an album. So he has some fans. He has a following, but I wouldn't say famous really.
Or at least not yet.
The wedding party was terrible. but you know who was there?
Tell me.
Vince Gilligan. That was awesome.
Who's Vince Gilligan?
The creator of Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. You obviously don't watch the show.
You know what? It's funny. I was just sitting down with my wife the other day. Last year, we bought all 5 seasons in the summer of The Wire. So now we're going to sell that, and then we'll go out and we'll buy, we'll get up to date on Breaking Bad. That's the plan.
Oh, okay. Do you have Netflix or no? The streaming, not the monthly or weekly send-in thing.
You know what, to be honest, I think you can get that here, but I'm like, just give me the DVD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the instant streaming is great because you can just watch it just as many as you want without worrying about DVDs or anything, and you don't have to buy anything. Hey, I think it's like $10 a month or something, but anyway, Breaking Bad's awesome, and you should have to watch it, but here's just for, because you're going to, I think The Wire, it took maybe 3 episodes to get into it. Breaking Bad, I think you need to watch the whole season before you can actually make a judgment call on whether or not you love it or not.
Listen, I'm totally open. I've just heard nothing but rave reviews, so I'm very excited to go and take a look.
Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you right now, I know a few of my friends have started watching. I've been like, eh. And I actually, about 3 years ago, I started watching the first season, and about 2 or 3 episodes, and I was like, yeah, it's good, but I don't see what's so great about it. But if you watch the whole first season, you'll really be into it, and it'll take you through to the 50s.
I heard the series Weed was good, too, but I kept forgetting to continue on with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Cougar watched it. I didn't watch it.
Listen, we're actually going to talk a little baseball. I'm going to throw some of the questions I had for Rudy at you.
Oh.
But there's a couple other things that we need to discuss, kind of a Razzball housekeeping idea here. First of all, Gray, I don't know if you know this. We've been turned into comic book characters.
Yeah, I know. I had Anime Gray on the site last week.
I loved how you were holding the daiquiri. How appropriate.
Yeah. People were saying it was a cross between Weekend at Bernie's guy and Robert Goulet.
That's funny. But I could see a whole comic strip developing here. Just think about it. You know, the Razzball comic strip about you know, running a blog, let's say out of L.A. with all the characters. We could have LT in his undies.
I know who J Wrong is.
Who?
Odd Job.
And I can't get out of my head. I keep picturing Smokey as the Kool-Aid man, like the Kool-Aid pitcher, but as a bong instead.
But instead of Odd Job, he could be called Odd Jobs, and he could be like a temp at different places. And then he comes back to Razzball. Like he gets into trouble at his temp jobs, and then he comes back to Razzball, and we have to set everything straight.
We could have JB as the office cook.
You know, there's a lot of potential here.
JB right now is somewhere wiping his hands on an apron. I don't know why. That's what I picture.
The other thing I want to talk about before we talk about a couple players, I'm also throwing this idea. We haven't discussed this, but I said in the intro, this is an unsanctioned, unofficial event, but I'm starting to get a bandwagon going here to get a Razzball road trip on the go. And I'm doing kind of an informal poll, you know, should we go to Chicago? Should we go to Boston? Should we go to California? Just throwing that out there. But I did throw this out. If we go to New York, we could probably crash at Mama Gray's, right?
Yeah. Oh, shizzle. I think
meatball and bagels for all.
L.A. would probably be the easiest for me, but the road trip aspect, I wouldn't be able to enjoy that quite as much, other than the 45 minutes it took me to get to you in traffic. Austin's a great city. I could see doing that. But then Rudy wouldn't really have the road trip aspect. You know where I really want to go?
Tell me.
Memphis.
Why?
I don't know why. It's supposed to be great barbecue, and I've always wanted to check out Graceland. I think that would be fun. Razzball Nation in Graceland.
We got to go somewhere that has games, though.
The stash meets the sideburns.
I for some reason, I'm just picturing like 200 random Razzballers at one of those Waverland Avenue bars that overlooks the Wrigley Field bleachers. You know, I could just see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work. I have my buddy who lives in Chicago and works as like a club promoter. Oh, you talk to him. he could get us arrested probably in a long weekend.
You know what? I think we're onto something here, Greg. We might have to put an unofficial poll. All right, listen. I'm going to throw some random baseball questions at you. Do you think you could handle that?
I guess we're going to find out.
All right. Listen, we're not going to go stat heavy, but I want to throw out a player who I'm having trouble gauging right now. And the reason is that he's having a great season, had a pretty good season last year. He's young, plays a premium position.
Wait, okay. That's good. This is fun. Let me guess. I'm going to say Sterling Marte.
No, someone I would say more established than that.
Okay, Wait, I'm going to guess. Hold on. This will be fun. Manny Machado.
No, premium. Well, okay, that's fair, but I think he is established, period.
Okay.
Think fifth, sixth round if we're...
Can you give me a team?
Well, then I'm giving it away.
Oh, okay. Hold on, give me a position.
Second base.
Ooh, second base. Jerko?
Okay, he's on pace. Listen, it's on pace, but we're on...
No, I wasn't naming a player. I was calling you Jerko.
He's on pace for 20 homers, 45 steals, 90 runs, 90 RBIs.
Wow.
Jason Kipnis.
I wish I owned that guy. Where can I get him?
Jason Kipnis.
Yeah. He's not really the... I thought you were going for like a first-year guy. Kipnis was great last year.
Well, but he tallied off in the second half, and a lot of people were not afraid to draft him this year, but there was... I think it's fair to say his...
I was.
Okay, well, his deeper numbers, I think if you were talking to real stat heads, I think a lot of them thought it was unlikely he could reproduce what he did. So my question is now...
Yeah, me included. I thought he was unlikely.
As did I, but...
I didn't believe him either. Kipnis was, he was one of the guys I was trying to avoid early on.
Okay, but let's look at it from this point of view now. The reason I have him in a bunch of leagues, and the reason is he kept dropping and dropping and dropping, and I said, look, I'll take a chance. What is Jason Kipnis now?
He didn't seem like, he really did seem like he was what he was at the second half last year, which was, you know, a lot, decent power, not a lot, not a ton, and not a whole lot of steals. He's definitely come on and shown that he is what he was last year. He seems like, at this point, I'm taking him as a top five second baseman and just ignoring the fact that he fell off last year because he's been so great at the beginning of this year again. So if you get a great first half, you know, and it's just a decent second half, it's better than, I don't know, Jerko, let's say, who is, I mean, he's fine, but he's not in the same level at this point.
Okay, and the reason I ask is that, again, I have him in a lot of leagues. In one league, which is a keeper league, where I would keep Kipnis, it's 10 keepers, no restrictions.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shop him around to get a really good starting pitcher, because that's what I need in this league.
Mm-hmm.
So one guy, I won't mention his name, Eric Stashen, I offered him, he's been after Kipnis all year, I offered Kipnis, and I said, well, let's start the discussion with Cliff Lee, and he laughed me out of the room.
Yeah. Well,
am I crazy or is he crazy?
Yeah, I mean, Cliff Lee is top 10 potential for all of baseball with definitely top five starters, which is, and a lot, and very safe, so it's hard to find a safe starter. I think if I was going to go Kipnis, now Adam Wainwright actually has been better than Cliff Lee, but Wainwright might have a question or two more than Cliff Lee. I think Wainwright's also great. I think you're probably, at best, going to get someone like Mike Minor, like Bumgarner. Bumgarner would be a good guy, possibly.
But how do you
possibly Latos?
How do you?
I think Latos is someone you could get with Kipnis. I trust Latos. He's actually been under or near or under a 3 ERA over the last 12 months total. You include the final last 5 months of last season and the first couple of this month. I mean, Latos has actually surprisingly been incredible for the last year.
No, and I completely understand what you're saying, but I guess when I'm looking at it from a keeper point of view, especially with that many keepers and no restrictions, a player at a premium position mm-hmm. with that kind of upside has to have more value versus a 35-year-old pitcher. But maybe I'm...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if Kipnis... I mean, I think that's the problem is I don't think Kipnis has any more upside than what you're already getting. I mean, you're at the ceiling right now is what everyone's probably going to say with Kipnis. So what you're getting right now is the best possible situation going forward. And more than likely, he's going to come down a little bit. How far he comes down is, you know, right now he's playing at like a $25 to $30 second baseman. He's probably closer to a $17 to $20 second baseman. So.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're making some valid points. One player I've noticed, too, that's being shopped around heavily right now is Zach Greinke. And I think because after his return from the collarbone injury, didn't get off to the best start, although he did have a great start last time out. What's Greinke worth today?
Greinke worth in a trade, or what's he worth relative to his other starters?
Let's talk relative to other starters.
Relative to other starters, I'd put him around Mike Minor, probably less than Latos, maybe around Samardzija, Verlander, since he's looked pretty bad in the last 2 months. I think Cranky's biggest question mark really is his health. If he's healthy and his collarbone's fine, I think there's a good chance that Greinke could be a top 10 starter still. If you remember last year, he had a month or 2 months where he didn't look very good. So he's been known to do this for an extended period of times before, even without the health issues. So he could, I mean, I think Greinke's still someone who you're like, okay, I'll get him at around the 20th overall starter slot, and hopefully I'll get a top five starter from him for 2 to 3 months.
And he's one of those pitchers I would target if I needed starting pitching, because, look, exactly what you said, what his value is slightly below Latos intolerance. But he's one of those guys that can just hyper-focus and go crazy and give you, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 straight unbelievable starts. So those are the guys. It's that kind of upside I'm looking at. Other down guys I'm also looking at right now is, we've talked before, you think Cole Hamels will bounce back. You still feeling that?
I think I don't want to call you a liar, but I'm not sure. I have reservations about Hamels. I've had him all season, so I don't know if I said he bounced back to the point where he's a top, 10 starter, but I mean, he might get better than he is. I have problems with Hamels more because of his shoulder issues that he had in the offseason. I'm not sure I trust Hamels at all this year.
Luckily, Kyle has all this on tape, so we can go back.
This is the Pruda film, yeah. Okay, well, let's play it back.
Okay, we'll see if we can actually find it. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I asked you about a couple different starting pitchers who were off to rough starts.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I say shit. I'm not infallible, Nick.
Any other starting pitchers who haven't had great starts that could have a good second half, someone you could get for discounted value versus what their preseason value was, maybe a Josh Johnson, for example?
No, I didn't like Josh Johnson in the preseason. I still don't like him. I wouldn't go near him in the AL East. Starters that could... Well, I just mentioned them a little bit ago. Verlander, I think, can be better than he has been. And there you have a situation where if he is better, he could be the best pitcher in the game. So he's definitely someone worth gambling. If you have someone who's nervous, feels like this could be an off year for Verlander, I think he's worth a gamble. I didn't like Gio Gonzalez. I've had issues with, and seeing his walk rate and K rate were one was up, one was down. Not the ones you want. And I don't know. I worry a little bit about him. Who else is underperforming? I don't like Cueto. I never liked Cueto. I haven't liked him this year at all. So he's not really someone I'd want to bounce back. I basically, everyone I didn't like isn't performing well. So there you go.
All right. Fair enough. Except for Josh Rutledge.
Well.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, I have issues with saying I was completely wrong about Josh Rutledge. I mean, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I've been wrong. Todd Frazier doesn't look great so far. I'll admit that there's issues there. But Rutledge got kicked around by the Rockies. He was doing fine. He was hitting close to 300 when they sent him down for defense. I mean, that's not... I can't predict that he can't play fucking defense.
Yeah, listen, that's fair. You know, I don't know if it's fair to say that Pedro Alvarez has finally kind of lived up to your lofty expectations, but oh man, what a batting average! Jeez.
Yeah, huh? How about that? I called that shit in 2012, bitches.
His OPS is higher than McCutcheon's.
Oh man, yeah, no, he gets crazy hot. Remember we went through this last year with Pedro from Pittsburgh.
Oh, speaking of which. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say that we had an email from Alyssa in L.A., but after she got LT's cell phone number off me, I haven't heard from her. So I don't know if he's taking care of business down there. Gray?
How about that Brandon Cupton? Yeah. What do you have? You had a question, Nick? I feel like you're like, you sound like how I usually sound.
No.
Have a cup of coffee.
I think we're actually having a very good flow to the conversation, considering we're making it up as we go along.
Yeah, that is true. I thought we were going to talk about who I had the greatest fantasy season from ever.
Yes, and that was my closing question, so thanks for stealing my thunder. But
oh,
tell me, Gray, who was the player you had the greatest fantasy season ever out of?
Oh, okay. Wow, that question just came out of nowhere. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Actually, no, because you mentioned this last week, and I was I wanted to even research it because I was curious as to who had one of the better fantasy seasons for me, and I can't say this was the best one, but I looked up because I remember having Sammy Sosa in 1998.
Wow,
which was yeah. But the crazy thing is, obviously his numbers are insane, and I'll get to those in a second. But I looked up out of curiosity, if everyone knows that McGuire hit more homers than him. But McGuire really wasn't close to him with fantasy value. Listen to Sosa's numbers. 134 runs. That's number one, probably. That's better than Mike Trout by about 15 this year.
Right.
Right? Okay. 66 homers. I'm guessing that'll be at least 20, probably 25 more than the next than the best guy this year. Maybe 20.
Okay.
So RBIs, 158.
Wow.
Right? That's probably 35 to 40 more than the best guy this year. He had a 308 average and 18 steals.
That's like a league winner right there.
Yeah. That's like, if you were to have that, I wonder, this is more of a question for Rudy, but if you were to have that season today, you would win. You probably have a 45% chance of winning, even if you drafted, terribly in every other position.
That's going to be Rudy's penance for missing today, is he's going to have to extrapolate that.
Yeah, because last year he did figure out that Mike Trout, I think you had like a 15% chance of winning your league if you had Mike Trout, and no matter what else you had. So Mike Trout made, he gave you a 15% boost or something. I'm not sure on the numbers, but something like that.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm guessing it would be at least 40 to 50% if you had him in, like, this season with those numbers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy in a really super geeky type way.
That's what we are, Gray. That's what we are. Really, really handsome geeks.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very.
Great. Thanks for pitch hitting for Rudy today. We really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Of course, you can follow Gray at Razzball. You can follow me at Nick Capozzi. And if you want to become our studio sponsor right now, do something for the good of Razzball, like comicsbychris.com did this week. And just email me, nick@razzball.com. We'll see if we can get you on as a studio sponsor. Maybe, Gray, maybe your mom, if she wants to start shipping her meatballs, across the U.S., we could set her up. Set a little e-commerce site. we can make that happen.
I'll look into it. It is, just putting it out there, it's veal, pork, and beef. We don't play around with only beef.
Now that's Italian. Talk to you next week on the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Yeah.
Like your name was Moises. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball.